1-5. Listen to the interviews and tick the correct box. What do they think of their home? Interview number one.
Billy, now you live in a flat with your parents. Tell me, which room do you use most?
Kitchen, I think. Yes, the kitchen. We do the cooking there, watch TV, meet friends, play cards. In fact, you could say the kitchen is our living room.
What about the other rooms in your house?
Well, there's my parents' room, their bedroom. Then there's our room, where my sister and I sleep, but we also do our homework there.
Is there a bathroom in your flat?
Oh, yes, but there's not much room there, because that's where we have our washing machine.
Have you got a storeroom?
Not really. Oh, the toilet. We keep the brooms and cleaning things there. And oh yes, there are some shelves in there where we can put a few things.
So, what do you think of your flat?
Oh, it's fine. Very nice, really.
Interview number two.
Susan, how do you and your mother manage? I mean, you have to cook, sleep, work and eat in the same room.
Well, it's not easy. But we can't afford anything else. Anyway, it's quite a big room, about 40 square metres. We do the cooking in one corner, and we put up a thin wall to separate it from the rest of the room.
I see. And is there a bathroom?
No. We have to wash in the corner of the kitchen. And for the toilet, we have to go outside. That's not much fun in winter, or if you had to get up during the night, but we manage.
And where do you sleep?
Well, I sleep in one corner and my mum in another. But again, there's a thin wall between us. That's useful, so I don't disturb mum if I want to read late. When I don't read, we usually talk for a while after we switched off the light. I really like that, but sometimes I feel our home is really too small, and mum says that in 3 or 4 years we will move into a proper house.
Interview number three.
Mrs. Watkins, you live in a very nice house.
Yes, it's a very nice house. I've been living here for 50 years, you know.
Oh, really? Do you have a favorite room?
Well, not really. I spend most of the time in the living room. I sleep there. I eat there. Most of the other rooms I never go into.
It's a very big house, isn't it?
Yes, it is. When my husband was alive, and before my 6 children left home, it was all right. There was plenty of room for all of us. But now...
You have 6 children?
Yes, but none of them live at home now.
So you're on your own, are you?
Yes, I am. I suppose I should move into a small apartment, really. Perhaps I will one day.
Step 2-1. Listen and tick off what Lucy had in her room in June. Then listen again and write where the things are now.